Hey, Bashar. Hello.
Andrew, you good day.
Thank you. So, you mentioned earlier about...
Speak up and be bold so that all may hear what you have to share.
You mentioned earlier about opposite ends of the spectrum, the reds and the violets.
Yes.
I've been experiencing in my dreams and in waking, I just see reds and violets popping up everywhere. But just those two, the two opposite
things. That's all right. In that sense, you are simply giving yourself representations of the polar opposite vibrations, in that sense bouncing back and forth between them so that you can achieve what we were actually just talking about with the last individual, a sense of balance in between and a state of neutrality that encompasses the entire spectrum.
Okay, cool. And
it's whatever temperature you want it to be.
And in my dreams, whether I accept that I'm dreaming or not, whenever I ask somebody if I'm dreaming, they'll deny it. They deny it. And when I'm awake and I ask someone that if I'm dreaming, they'll say yes.
All right.
Why, when I'm asleep, do they deny it? And when I'm awake,
again, you are dealing with the concept of polarities and allowing yourself to find a place in the middle. You see, this is another example of what we have termed the watermelon seed paradox. If you have a watermelon seed and you squeeze it between your thumb and forefinger, hard as you can, it cannot go up, it cannot go down. You are faced with a conundrum you cannot answer, and yet you must answer. When you squeeze hard enough, the seed will shoot out in a new direction, neither up or down, but open a new doorway to a new way of seeing. So what you are doing is you're giving yourself paradox and conundrum that you feel you cannot answer, but you feel you must answer, and that will squeeze you in a new perspective, in a new direction. That's what you're doing.
Yes,
these are the games you're playing with yourself energetically to point you in a new direction.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.